Michael got 7. He should be elected.
No, you're right.
Immediately.
Order, guys. Order.
That's exactly the error that Simply Voting did wrong. On our next week. Yes, everyone who meets the threshold is supposed to be declared elected before any transfer.
Thank you.
So Jan and Michael were both elected in the first round, meaning having met threshold.
Thank you for that clarification. Order.
Because there was no votes to transfer from Michael. Okay, so with Grace, Jan, with Jan, Michael, and Grace being elected to the three seats, the election is complete.
Yes.
We'll get it, Michael.
Thank you.
You got those boxing gloves you haven't been using.
Oh, thank you. All right, so Jan, Michael, and Grace are the listener delegates, and we'll move to the staff elections.
Do you have a list of names? I believe that John Gary told me that the staff nominees for the National Board staff position were Steve Fry, Jonathan Alexander, Ollie Lexa, Fernando Velasquez, and I know that Tej Grewald is eligible. I don't know if there are any other people eligible for that staff position. So are there any nominations from the floor?
For what?
The staff.
Okay, for the staff. There's a staff representative, one staff representative who we elect, the entire body elects one staff representative to the national board. So if there are any nominations from the floor for that position.
I would like to nominate Jonathan Alexander.
He's already nominated.
I believe he's already nominated.
Steve, Pry, Jonathan, and Ollie, and Fernando are already nominees, correct? Okay. Now we're asking for additional nominees.
I nominated those three people back in December. Steve, Ali, and Jonathan.
And you all accept the nomination, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Fernando? You accept? Okay. Are there any additional nominees? All right. Maybe there are no additional nominees. What's your candidate statement? Let's start with Fernando. And you get 1 minute to speak.
I believe the programming at not only KPFK but the rest of the stations need some upgrading in the production quality. I believe there is a need for a serious market study so we can outbid the competition with quality and content. And I believe we are in serious need of a outreach/promotion publicity department that we ought to be created. If elected, I promise you, I will make sure that every ethnic group, every nationality will have a place on Pacifica. Every programmer, man and woman that produce at Pacifica will be upgraded on their production skills, and we will secure a promotion/publicity department so we can grow.
Served on the team a few years ago. If you're going to vote, I ask you to rank Jonathan number one and put me at one of the lower spots.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I mean, Ali.
Oh, no. Thank you, Ali. Jonathan.
I've been in KPFK for about 12 years. I was on the local board for I was on the local board for 3 years, and I'm on the national board. I hope to help us get back on track with things like our audit and get good, strong management, professional management, as well as good accountants. Our national office and our local station has gone through quite a few accountants in the last 10 or 12 months, and those are one of the things that are stopping us from getting back on track and getting things like this.
Thank you, Jonathan. And someone else wants to take the time. Steve, you have a... Okay, perfect. Okay, Steve,
try. Okay, I'm Steve Pride. I'm going to be in the PMB because I think it's time to have actually radio people in the PMB, programmers, people with experience. I have a degree in broadcast journalism. I worked at WFTU in Orlando, also worked at WDBO, which was a news station. I was a reporter there, and worked at the NPR station WMP in Winter Park, Florida, where I helped produce. And we had successful fund drives, and we had order, and we had everything that we don't have now at KPFK. I've been at KPFK for 21 years. I'm the producer of IMRU Radio Magazine on Monday nights. It's a weekly show. I've been the LSB for the last 2 years. I served on a number of committees, and I've won, God knows, a ton of awards for journalism. I've also contributed to NPR shows. And I have a lot of experience in radio, and I think it's important that we have someone who has a radio background and knows about communications law, etc., on the national board.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right, now we're open to the floor for questions of the nominees from the board. Two questions per nominee, 1 minute question, 1 minute response. Any questions of the board for the nominees? No questions? Okay.
Is it Matt for all candidates?
My question was regarding support for all the volunteers and the unpaid staff. What are you looking to do on the national board to support the unpaid volunteers and staff?
Steve Pride.
Obviously, that's something very dear to my heart. On the national board, I'm going to make sure that we do professional best practices. We need to, as far as paid staff, I'm very concerned that some of the statements that I've heard here today and earlier about how we're just going to take care of the paid staff, give it to this person I don't like. There are human resources procedures, there are bylaw procedures. I'll make sure that we adhere to those, and I want to make sure that we honor and value our unpaid staff. Even the training that we don't give right now, we need to give them actually a lot of HR training as far as hate speech, et cetera.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Thank you. Jonathan, you have 1 minute to speak all. Jonathan, you're next.
Since I've been the IT person at KPFK, I've worked to help the paid and unpaid staff alike, providing as much of an IT infrastructure as we've been allowed to over the years. And moving forward, I think it would be helpful if there was a more uniform way that both paid and unpaid staff are oriented when they come in and when they leave.
Thank you, Jonathan. Jonathan, Ali.
Same thing, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ali. And Fernando.
I believe that the sometimes not so subtle attitude of classes of different people between paid and paid staff should disappear forever from the Pacifica network. That respect should be given to everyone, men and women, who labor inside and for Pacifica. And the ongoing program and training program for new producers, the multidisciplinary training that is being executed right now is on the right track, and I would like to propose that it expanded to other Pacifica stations in the country because it's very good.
Great, thank you for that. All right, we can ask one more question of each of the four nominees. One question of each. That's it. Okay, I believe Michael was up and then Ken Aaron.
I did have a question for...
Well, what was this question for?
It was for all four, if that's okay. If we want to split it in two, answer and two answer the other one, that's fine with me. I wanted to point out, though, that Fernando Velasquez's name is misspelled on that whiteboard.
Okay, go ahead.
My question to all four candidates is, what mechanisms would you institute or methods would you pursue to keep the entire staff paid and unpaid informed about the issues facing the foundation and the national board? And how would you communicate and get input from them about what we're trying to do?
Okay, we're going to start with Jonathan.
We're talking about in terms of giving regular reports back to the companies on a semi-regular basis. I think that should be done. We didn't get most of the staff that I know of. We are, like you say, pretty much in the dark about a lot of the stuff that goes on. We find out when something bad happens. I hope I can change that.
Wonderful. Ali, put that as a bit. Thank you. Fernando?
My understanding is that there's a big gap between whatever is discussed at the local section board, the national board directors, and the minutes displayed, distributed, and understand and made accessible to the volunteers, the unpaid staff, is quite large. It's a shame that we perform so poorly. I have a few ideas I'd like to put forth in further discussions about how we can motivate unpaid staff, everyone who labors at the station, to get more involved into having input, make it more of a participatory democracy, say.
Thank you, Fernando. And
Steve,
what's
I totally agree with the question. As an unpaid staff member, there's a little divide between unpaid and paid, and it's been unfortunate. I will commit as the director for including unpaid staff in the recent staff meetings. So one thing I would do to make sure they're informed, I would talk to them at the staff meetings. I would create an email list, keep everyone in the loop, because the staff, the station, if the unpaid staff tomorrow just said no more, that'd be it.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Steve. Okay, so that'll close the board questions. We'll now open it up for public comments. 5 minutes total. 1 minute per speaker.
Four people left.
Louise? Is it Louise?
Yes. Can we pass the mic in?
Louise? I'm sorry. Louise.
Have
1 minute.
Louise Garcia Ivins. Factionalism rears its ugly head at the very first meeting of this board with a comment not to vote for Michael Novick. Pacifica will not survive if we are not true to the mission statement to foster understanding between ethnicities and there is no collaboration. I see white privilege in the makeup of this board with a lack of diversity showing. There are no members of the majority national minority in the U.S. Southwest visiting area of Pacifica, one if Jaime Gomez self-identifies as a Mexican-American. That my segment was disappeared from the 9 p.m. special program January 7th
order.
Is another sign of the attempt to marginalize our community issues at Pacifica. If the demands we made fall on deaf ears, we will be forced to go to the CPB and by any means necessary to get justice at Pacifica.
Thank you, Louise. Time. Next is it Israel? Israel? Is
Israel?
Israel? Israel?
Yes.
Is there a sign in sheet?
Because
there
no,
never has
there's
been
a queue. What,
we're a carryover from the last
one. What's your name?
Adam.
Adam. Okay, you'll be the last one.
As I said before, I'm probably the longest standing KDFT volunteer. I worked for the founder of the station. I also served the first 6 years of this LSD. And I must say, then and since then been very disappointing. It's been quite dysfunctional due to the acrimony and the factionalism, which I hope this board will overcome. But it'll need help, professional help. I mean professional consultants from the outside on how to run meetings and organizations, and listening to the listeners. Because you are all listeners, we're all listeners, whether you're on the board or not, doesn't give you any superiority or inferiority. And I'm not saying that I know it all, don't misunderstand, but I've seen it all. There's a difference. And we need to change the pattern of conduct of how we do our business. I want to say, Krishnamurti, I used to hear him on Roy's program. I actually heard him in person a couple of times. And his cook said, before he died, he had a meeting with his fellow workers.
Thank you, Ms. Roy.
None of you have never really understood.
Appreciate your comment.
And
next
that's sort
is Linda.
True of a lot of people.
Linda, you're up.
About Pacifica.
You're the floor.
Ian Hutkin was signed up for change. He hasn't spoken yet. And he signed.
Hello. This is concerning. Come on. As I understand it, this is concerning the relation between the national board and the local boards in terms of staff. Okay, well. Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay. So my only interest is that everybody be informed and that the most competent in their position be elevated to the position of elucidating others as to how to run that particular section, and that it not be infected with factionalism that I've heard here today. It doesn't have anything, I mean, actual programming, actual... the actual running of things is really technical, and technical people who do the good job should be people who are remote.
Thank you, Linda. Ian? Ian? Ian Whitcomb?
Where is this invisible list that
My name is Ian Whitcomb. I'm sorry to say that I've had shows on KROQ, KCRW, and KPCC, but I think KPFK is the best station of all. I first pledged Grove in 1968. I love Don't Change Your Programs. I love Democracy Now. I love Roy. I love Rhapsody in Black. I have a great, great station. Don't Change. It's a wonderful station. In fact, you're better than the BBC. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you and welcome. Welcome to the board. What we're really supposed to be discussing tonight, to my understanding, is the staff candidate. Now, as a new volunteer, I can tell you, even coming in the last 8 months, there is an animosity between paid staff and volunteer staff. And as the community relations coordinator, I am a volunteer. And we have sought to bridge that gap. I have received massive amounts of help in doing that from both Steve Pride and Fernando. I would recommend if you're going to vote, you would vote for people that are in that station putting in that work on those airwaves. We have 168 hours of programming.
Time.
Go ahead.
5 minutes up.
5 minutes up. Okay, we have 168 hours of programming. 120 of them a week. 16 seconds. 120 of them a week are produced by our amazing volunteers. You could not go wrong with these two on the national board. Steve Pride has been on many boards. Fernando as well, and they know how to raise that money, and they know how to bring that back to the people. Yeah. And I appreciate the poll. I appreciate Jonathan as well.
Thank you, Adam.
I
believe that's time for public comment.
Where is this list for the next time?
I believe Mentor had it.
And where is that?
Thank you. Okay, so we'll give each nominee 1 minute to speak to the public comments. We'll start with Ali.
Yes, to everything.
Order.
Defer my time.
Use the mic, please. For yours.
Who's speaking?
Vote for me.
And defer all my time to
Fernando.
Thank you for that input from the public. I greatly appreciate it. I feel that some of the remarks about the quality of the programming are on target.
There are some good programs at KPFK. Unfortunately, we do not have the means and the political willingness and the backbone to take out, to create a publicity department. Our outreach hasn't developed yet the way it should. And our understanding of the radio market, the second largest in the country, is not quite at the hand and disposal of the programmers at KPFK and the programming department. There are no discussions, no debates on the new developments of what the competition is doing and what our market, our single area, is doing in our own five stations, and that needs to change. If you elect me to this position, I promise you I will give you more than that.
Thank you. All right. Order. Order. Last warning.
This is the first thing, because I agree with Fernando. Our programming is all over the place. There are great programs, and there are programs that feel like someone just wandered into the station, attracted by the pretty lights, and then them on the air. It's a mess. And most of all, is that we have an interim programming manager. No matter what you think of him, that has to stop. There has to be another search. We have to find either him or somebody. There are procedures to find someone, and it can't be an 8-year interim person with no power to do anything. No matter whether you like him or don't like him, that has to go. And it has to go now with this board.
Right, great. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, I want to say something.
19 seconds.
I have a few seconds. The person that keeps looking around the room and saying there's no diversity, I really, really resent that. You have no idea of the backgrounds in this room. I'm a gay, disabled Native American. How dare you judge me?
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you to all of the nominees. We'll call the teller in to do the vote. Terry Goodman.
Another
and thank you, Terry. You're doing an excellent job. We appreciate your help.
There's only one seat available, so this is called instant runoff voting. You can vote for as many candidates as you want, but only one.
Order!
You should not rank a candidate that you don't want, but you can rank all the others. This time, see if you can put numbers next to the name. Right, more than one. And am I right that the candidates are Fernando Velasquez, Ali Lexa, and Jonathan Alexander? Thank you.
Hey, Ken, you misspelled Jonathan.
You want to close my
eyes? It's okay, I can see who he is.
No H in Jonathan.
No, you never met him. So, no,
Oh, yeah, what's over there?
Yeah.
Scanning the balance.
Observer.
So, starting balance by first preference, Steve Pride, Jonathan Alexander. Jonathan Alexander. Jonathan. Steve Pride. Fernando Velasquez. Jonathan Alexander. Jonathan. Fernando. Jonathan. Fernando. Jonathan. Steve. Jonathan. Steve. Jonathan. 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 Fernando. 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 Jonathan. Fernando. Jonathan. Jonathan votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
That's it.
I still count. Steve Pride. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fernando. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Thanks, John. 13
is more than M.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations, Jonathan. Okay, so if there's no other business, we'll adjourn the meeting. Ali?
I have a question. What are we supposed to do with these seats?
We'll tell you after we resume the LSB meeting.
Oh, okay.
Jonathan?
I moved everybody's email address so I could the next few days building up the KPF thing.
After we come back to the OSB meeting, I'll discuss it.
Thank you, Jonathan.
We'll get it.
I'm sorry.
Lydia?
Yes, so for the newly elected directors, the Pacifica National Board meeting is coming Thursday at 5:30, and you will be receiving your notice with a phone number and a calling code.
Thank you. So no more meetings, no more business to discuss. The delegates meeting is adjourned.
Can we go back to the LSB meeting?
In 10 minutes, will we zoom the LSB meeting?
Yes.
10 minute break. Okay.